This week in the Civil War, in late February 1864, promotions and statements of support for the military seemed to be the focus of both the North and the South as the wintering armies came to an end. On Wednesday, February 24th, General Braxton Bragg became the Confederate Chief of Staff in charge of all Southern forces. Bragg retained Jefferson Davis's support despite his defeat at Missionary Ridge and his constant conflict with his fellow officers. That same day, the U.S. Senate revived the rank of Lieutenant General. The Congress clearly had Ulysses Grant, the hero of Vicksburg, in mind for this significant rank. And on Friday, February the 26th, Abraham Lincoln, in a memorandum, confirmed his confidence in controversial General Benjamin Butler, urging the War Department sustain Butler in his military endeavors. This Week in the Civil War is presented by Texas Public Radio and the History Department of Shriner University.